call the House Committee on Health Care to order for this April 17th. We have a bunch of bills to work today. I'm going to start by working 12 bills that are going to Rules Committee. 12 bills going to Rules Committee without recommendations. So my intent is, unless there's some problem on them, to move them quickly. We decided we need to open up each one and have a motion on each one. So we'll do it as rapid fire as we can. If there are no objections, I'll move them without roll call. So,
you want to start with 2015?
Open a work session on House Bill 2015.
Chair Greenlick, I would like to move House Bill 2015 to the Rules Committee without recommendation.
Representative Noth moves House Bill 2015 to the Rules Committee without recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Will you please note that Representative Pack is excused?
Oh. From all of these motions, Representative Pack is excused. Is there any objection? So moved. Close the work session on 2015. Open a work session on 2342.
Ready for another motion?
Yep. Just keep going.
Okay. Chair Greenlick, I would like to move House Bill 2342 without recommendation to the Committee on Rules.
Representative Noth moves House Bill 2342 to the Rules Committee without recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So moved. Close the work session on 2342. Open a work session on House Bill 2391.
Chair Greenlick, I would like to move House Bill 2391 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Representative Noth moves House Bill 2391 to the Rules Committee without recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? So moved. Close the work session on House Bill 2391. Open a work session on House Bill 2835.
Chair Greenlick, I would like to move House Bill 2835 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Representative Noth moves House Bill 2835 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation. Is there any discussion?
There's none.
There's no discussion, and Representative Hack is present for this vote. No objection, so moved. Close the work session on House Bill 2835. We moved three bills to the Rules Committee without recommendation, and you were excused. Would you like to get back on the record?
Sure.
Can I have a motion to suspend the rules, please?
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion that we suspend the rules and for the purposes of allowing Representative Hack to vote on whether or not we should send these bills to the Committee on Rules without recommendation. Those bills are 2015, House Bill 2342, and House Bill 2391.
Representative Noth moves the suspension rules to allow Representative Hack to vote on three bills. Is there any objection? Representative Hack?
Yes.
Votes yes on 2015, 2342, and 2391. Close the work session on 2835 in case I didn't before.
Okay.
And open a work session on House Bill 2837.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move House Bill 2837 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Representative Noth moves House Bill 2837 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? So moved. Close the work session on House Bill 2837. Open a work session on House Bill 3080.
Chair Greenlick, I would like to move House Bill 3080 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Representative Noth moves House Bill 3080 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? So moved. Close the work session on House Bill 3080. Open a work session on House Bill 3083.
Chair Greenlick, I would like to move House Bill 3083 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Representative Noth moves House Bill 3083 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? So moved. Close the work session on House Bill 3083. Open a work session on House Bill 3084.
Chair Greenlech, I'd like to move House Bill 3084 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 3084 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? So moved. Close the work session on 3084. Open the work session on 3097.
Chair Greenlech, I would like to move House Bill 3097 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 3097 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Any objection? So moved. Close the work session on House Bill 3097. Open the work session on House Bill 3418.
Chair Greenlech, I would like to move House Bill 3418 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 3418 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation. Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? So moved. Close the work session on House Bill 3418. Open work session on House Bill 3428. Representative Nose.
Chair Greenlech, I would like to move House Bill 3428 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 3428 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? So moved. Close the work session on House Bill 3428. Open work session on House Bill 3440.
Chair Greenlech, I would like to move House Bill 3440 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 3440 to the Committee on Rules without recommendation. Is there any discussion on House Bill 3440? Is there any objection? So moved. Close the work session on House Bill 3440. Okay.
I'm out of breath.
We're going to open work session on House Bill 2300. We have, what is that bill, Madam Administrator?
One moment, Mr. Chair.
We may have a few stop and goes along the way.
Mr. Chair, House Bill 2300 had a public hearing on March 3rd. You'll recall that this requires the cost of mental health drugs to be taken into consideration in determining the global budgets for coordinated care organizations. Mr. Chair, you have a -1 amendment, which replaces the original member by creating a 12-member mental health clinical advisory group in the Oregon Health Authority. Specifies the membership, outlines the criteria for recommendations and guidelines to consider, that the advisory group is to consider. Mr. Chair, there's no revenue impact, but there is a fiscal impact, and that will require a referral to Ways and Means.
Okay, can I have a motion on House Bill 2300, please?
Okay, first we need to adopt the -1 amendments, right?
Yep.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move that we adopt the -1 amendments dated April 10, 2017 to House Bill 2300.
Other than those moves, we add the -1 amendment dated 4-10-17 to House Bill 2300. Is there a discussion on the motion?
Thank you, Chair. Do we know where NAMI came in at on the -1 amendments? Were they?
It's their amendment.
It's the NAMI amendment.
It is theirs? Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
And the bill is going to Ways and Means. Can I have a motion on the bill?
Mr. Chair, I would like to move that the committee send. I'd like to make a do pass recommendation for House Bill 2300 as amended, but add a referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Let's rehearse this again. We want to move House Bill 2300 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
We do. But add a referral to Ways and Means.
We're not adopting any.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, back up.
We didn't take
a vote on the -1 after Representative Hack's motion.
We did not.
All right. You're welcome. I guess we need to withdraw this motion, so I only have one on the floor. Let's try again.
I withdraw the motion.
There's a motion on the floor
to adopt and refer the bill to the committee.
There is a motion on the floor to adopt the dash one amendments. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Is there any objection? So moved.
All right. Mr. Chair, I would like to move that the committee send to the House floor with a due pass recommendation, House Bill 2300 as amended, but add a referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Novus moves House Bill 2300 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and with a referral added to the Committee on Ways and Means. Discussion. Representative Kenny Geyer.
Thank you. Before moving this, Mr. Chair, I just want to make sure that the dash two is not also on the table. That was also at the request of NAMI.
That was going to be fixed on the Senate side, Mr. Chair.
What's the issue with the dash?
We have somebody come up and speak to it. I think it was the timing of the issue, Mr. Chair.
Is the dash two the one? Oh. The dash ones made the included the algorithmic therapy as a voluntary, something that's recommended and suggested but not mandatory. It was an attempt and a willing with NAMI and the dash twos to make it more mandatory, but it didn't quite come out right,
by the way.
So we hope it will be added on the Senate floor. It was a good shot, but didn't quite get it.
They're playing with one.
Yeah, it's an advisory group.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
These are virtually identical.
Would you please call the roll on House Bill 2300?
Representative Kenny Geyer.
Aye.
Representative Buehler.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenneman.
Aye.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Hack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Jones.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Aye.
Chair Greenlund.
Aye. The motion carries. House Bill 2300 is on its way to the Committee on Ways and Means. Close the work session on House Bill 2300. Open a work session on House Bill 2392. Madam Administrator, what have we got?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2392 had a public hearing on March 8th. This modified the requirements for health benefit plans to cover expenses of hearing loss treatments. Mr. Chair, you have a dash one amendment before you, which removes the minimum and maximum insurance coverage mandates, specifies that the Department of Consumer and Business Services is to determine network adequacy for providing these services. Mr. Chair, you have a no revenue impact, but you do have a fiscal impact on the bill, Mr. Chair, which will require the bill be referred, that we add a referral to Ways and Means to the bill.
I have a motion on the dash ones.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that the committee adopt the dash one amendments to House Bill 2392, dated April 12, 2017.
Representative Nose moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 2393, dated 4/12/17. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? So moved.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move House Bill 2392 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and add a referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Novus moves House Bill 2392 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. I'd just like to say this is a bill that very much got our sympathy. There's some fiscal questions around it, and I think it really is a legitimate discussion in Ways and Means. And I hope we send it there. Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny
Gowdy. Aye.
Representative Buehler.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenneman.
Aye.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Hatt.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Aye.
Chair Green.
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 2392 is on its way to Ways and Means. Close the work session on House Bill 2392. Madam Administrator, anytime you want to slow me down here, just do it. Open a work session on House Bill 2518. Madam Administrator?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, 2518 comes before you at the request of Representative Buehler. This requires the pharmacy to report de-identified information to the prescription drug monitoring program upon dispensing prescribed naloxone. It requires a pharmacy to report certain other identifying information to the prescription monitoring program upon dispensing a controlled substance classified as a Schedule 2 and 4. Makes other numerous changes to the PDMP program. Mr. Chair, you have a dash six amendments, which I believe and understand is a consensus amendment between the stakeholders, which requires all prescribers enroll in the that all prescribers enroll in the PDMP. It allows medical and pharmacy directors assess to the PDMP data, increased electronic sharing of information, adds naloxone to the list of prescribed drugs that must be entered into the PDMP at the time of dispensing, and collecting the amount of naloxone being dispensed. Mr. Chair, this too has a fiscal impact statement. It does require that it goes to Ways and Means. I had a request from LFO this morning that they need to look at this closer. So they're asking that we add a referral to Ways and Means.
All right, let's have a motion on the dash six, please.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that we amend House Bill 2518 with the dash six amendment dated April 6, 2017.
Representative Nose moves that we add the dash six amendment dated 4617 to House Bill 2518. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? So moved. Dash six is added to House Bill 2518.
Chair Greenlick, I would like to move House Bill 2518 be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be added.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 2518 sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that a referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be added. Is there any discussion on the motion? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny Guy.
Aye.
Representative
Buehler.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenner.
Aye.
Representative
Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Hack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Aye.
Chair Greenlee.
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 2518 is on its way to Ways and Means. Close the work session on House Bill 2518. Open the work session on House Bill 2778. Madam Administrator. I want to talk about 2778. In fact, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2778. This is a bill that's caused us a great deal, has a great deal of interest, and caused us a great deal of problems, but I believe it's not quite ready for prime time. My intention is to have a major hearing on this bill when we get done with some work and make sure in the interim we get the folks, the alternative medicine folks together with the insurance carriers and find a way to make sure alternative therapies are available to insurees in a way that makes it actually possible for them to use it. I think we have had some significant problems in the way it's been applied. I don't think sending it to Ways and Means, I don't think the bill is quite ready to go to Ways and Means, although if it has a Ways and Means hearing, I hope we can work it out in a way that it's a negative rather than a positive fiscal effect, and we will be on that as a priority issue. I apologize to everybody that's worked on it, but I believe it was not quite ready for prime time.
We're at 12. You closed the work session. So
I did close the work session.
So I think we can go on.
Open the work session on House Bill 2834.
That's your
bill. Madam Minister, what do we have?
My apologies, Mr. Chair.
I could start if you'd like.
So, Chair Greenlake, thank you for the 2834. This is a committee bill that you allowed me to work with on trying again. 2015, I tried to get our boards together to discuss the growing area of our healthcare systems within mostly dental offices, where sedation providers, anesthesiologists, MD physicians, dentists, and nurse anesthetists are coming into dental offices. And it's important to note that at one point in time, the dental boards required a permit for any non-sedation licensed dentist to provide this in their dental care office so that could be reviewed by the dental board. That's no longer required. So I have asked twice for those boards to get together to discuss that. I got a little further this time. I got all but one of the boards to agree to the Dash 6 amendment and the remaining board to agree verbally to it, but not on the record. So I won't be moving this bill. I'm not in the practice of trying to force our, or I won't be moving this Dash 6, not in the practice of trying to force our boards to do anything, but I will be writing a letter to them asking them to get together and uniformly discuss the concern of the growing in-office sedation through a partner that is not based there permanently. Moving on, Dash 5. It is on OLIS, and I've handed out to committee members here. We were successful working with the 1115 waiver application to get dual eligibility. That means that some veterans and Medicare people will be coming on to the CCO rolls, starting with this new waiver in July, and to be rolled on over that period of time to 2019. I have put a color form of what the veterans and seniors on Medicare would get as a dental benefit that they've never had before. I've worked with ODBA to try and increase that dental benefit under this bill, so it would be an increase of the benefit up to 250% of the poverty level to match with the age blind disabled and a couple other groups, and slightly below what the CHIP groups get. In those conversations, I have also posted on OLIS funds that are available with the CCOs, discretionary funds or incentive pool funds available potentially for that, although the CCOs decide how those hundreds of millions of dollars are spent, but that would be an availability. ODBA has also indicated, although it's not in the bill, that they would be interested in looking at if their Measure 96 funds that voters just passed, potentially setting aside some of those funds, if this can come to Ways and Means, so they can discuss that, so they can increase the benefit of oral health to veterans, which historically has not been service connected, and many veterans do not have much of any oral health service, so that is a priority for them. So this bill is basically a gut and stuff to consider increasing dental benefits for seniors on Medicare from 133% of the poverty level to 250, and to veterans through potential funding of Measure 96 from 103% of the poverty level to 250.
Because now this makes Ways and Means, is that right?
It has to go, yeah.
We got a minimum.
It clearly has to go to Ways and Means.
Well, there is a minimal on it. I think that might be an error.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We need to. We're going to need to chat, because that's. I don't want to speak out of turn.
Should we take a pause?
Yeah.
Do we want to stand at ease?
Let's stand at ease.
Let's not stand at ease. Okay. Let's see if we can.
Mr. Chair,
Kenny Geyer has a question.
Are we in the discussion? Are we in the discussion phase about the bill?
We don't have a motion. He just was explaining the bill. So.
Well, we have a work session open.
Correct.
Representative Kenny Geyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say I applaud your efforts. I hope, as it goes through the building, that we also consider adding pregnant women to the increase of 250%. We know how important, and we've worked on this together, how important it is that women's dental needs are taken care of so they don't pass on any inflammation onto the fetus, where it affects the development of their organs.
I'd love to.
This bill just has to go to Ways and Means. There's no way it can't.
I'm expecting Ways and Means referral.
Yeah. Okay. Let's have a motion on the Dash 5 amendment.
Dash 5 amendment? Oh. You're going to go ahead. Let Representative Hayden make it. I'm tired.
I move House Bill 28.
Dash 5.
I move to adopt the Dash 5 amendment on House Bill 2834, dated
413.
Representative Hayden moves the Dash 5 amendments, dated 413-17, to House Bill 2834. Is there any objection to the motion? So moved. Representative Hayden?
Chair Greenlee, I move House Bill 2834 with the dash 5 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Be added.
And be added.
Representative Hayden moves House Bill 2834 with the floor with a due pass recommendation, as amended, with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Discussion. Representative Kenner.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to ask for a brief recess, please.
So let's stand at ease. Call the committee back to order. We were in on a motion on House Bill.
To send to Ways and Means.
House Bill
2834
to go to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any further discussion? Could you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny Geyer.
Aye.
Representative Buhler.
Yes.
Representative
Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenneman.
Aye.
Representative Maelstrom.
Aye.
Representative Heck.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Chair Greenlee.
All right, motion carries. 2834 is on its way to Ways and Means. Close the work session on House Bill 2834 and open the work session on House Bill 3090. Madam Administrator.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3090 comes to you at the request of Representative Kenny Geyer. It requires hospital. We had a public hearing on April 3rd on the bill. It requires hospitals to apply a discharge policy for the release of patients admitted to the hospital for mental health treatment to the release of the patients from emergency department following a behavioral health crisis. Mr. Chair, you have a dash 2 amendment which replaces the original bill. It defines behavioral health crisis and lethal means counseling and adds to current health facilities and adds it to the current health facility statute. Requires the hospitals to provide the Oregon Health Authority with the discharge policy and that OHA shall compile the information no later than January 1, 2018 and report those findings to the appropriate legislative interim committees. And Mr. Chair, we have a fiscal statement for review and no revenue. It does not need to go to Ways and Means.
And President Kenny Geyer, do you want to talk about the dash 2? Is this comfortable?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So basically, we had passed a bill 2 years ago, House Bill 2023, that asked hospitals that formally admit patients, so they have psychiatric beds, to come up with a set of policies around what happens around discharge. And they include things like attempting to do a 7-day follow-up appointment, engaging family and friends in the care, variety of things like that. This bill says now that they've come up with those very excellent policies, extend that to the ER departments in all of the hospitals that don't have psychiatric beds. What the dash 2 did was added they should also look at suicide prevention techniques or strategies when somebody presents with a potential suicide risk. And those could include lethal means counseling, suicide risk assessment, and access to a suicide prevention hotline. This is in part, as I mentioned when we first heard it, that there has been a lot of work by the Suicide Prevention Alliance. I'm not sure if I'm getting the name exactly right. I do want to just say for the record that I know a lot of these hospitals feel like this is these kinds of, they struggle with the ability of putting mental health services in place when they're really strapped and they often don't have 24/7 social work. It's saying the policies should come up with the ideal and they should report back to us on what their needs are, because we know it's hard for them to be able to extend the kind of services needed. And this is meant to be in partnership with them so we can see where the gaps are so we can really help them starting in the 2018 session.
Okay. Can I have a motion on the dash 2s, please?
Mr. Chair, I would like to move the committee adopt the dash 2 amendments dated April 12, 2017 to House Bill 3090.
Representative Nose moves the dash 2 amendments dated 4-12-17 be added to House Bill 3090. Any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? So moved.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move House Bill 3090 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 3090 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny Guyer.
Aye.
Representative Buehler.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenimer.
Aye.
Representative Maelstrom.
Aye.
Representative Pack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Chair Greenlee.
Aye. The motion carries. Mr. Kenny Guyer, will you carry it on the floor?
I would be honored to. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Close the work session on House Bill 3090. Open up a work session on House Bill 3091. Madam Administrator?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3091 is the companion bill with 3090 that comes to you at the request of Representative Kenny Guyer. Had a public hearing on April 3rd. It requires that specified facilities have to provide certain case management and behavioral health services to individuals who present themselves at the facility in a behavioral health crisis. It expands the scope of emergency services that must be covered by a health benefit plan to include the treatment of a behavioral health crisis. Mr. Chair, this has a dash two amendment that specifies conditions where the CCOs must provide behavioral health services, defines behavioral health assessment and behavioral health crisis. Mr. Chair, the dash two also has a fiscal statement explanation, no revenue impact. This does not need to go to Ways and Means.
Can I have a motion on the dash twos, please?
Mr. Chair, I would like to move House Bill 3091 be amended with a dash two amendments dated April 11th, 2017.
President Nose moves the dash two amendments dated 4/11/17 to House Bill 3091. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? So moved.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 3091 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 3091 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny Guyer.
Aye.
Representative Buehler.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo
Leon.
Aye. Representative
Kenner.
Aye.
Representative Maelstrom.
Aye.
Vice Chair
Nose. Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Chair Greenlee.
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Kenny Guyer, you can handle two bills?
Yes. It's a companion bill. Thank you.
Representative Kenny Guyer will carry it. Close the work session on House Bill 3091. Open the work session on House Bill 3135. Madam Administrator.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3135 comes to you at the request of Representative Buehler. We had a public hearing on the bill March 20th. You'll recall it requires medical assistance to reimburse the cost of intrauterine device or a progestin implant in a postpartum recipient while the recipient is in the hospital following labor and delivery. Mr. Chair, you have a dash two amendment which specifies that the medical assistance program must reimburse at the rate specified by the Oregon Health Authority for the removal of any time of an intrauterine device or a progestin implant, regardless of whether the individual is eligible for medical assistance or not. Mr. Chair, we do have a fiscal impact on the bill, Mr. Chair, and a no revenue impact on the bill. It does require a slight visitation to Ways and Means.
Representative Nose?
Chair Greenlee, I would like to move House Bill 3135 be amended with the dash two amendments dated 4/14/2017.
Representative Nose moves the dash two amendments dated 4/14/17 to House. The House Bill 3135. Any discussion on the motion? Any objection? So moved. Anything else?
Mr. Chair, I would like to move House Bill 3135 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation and a referral to Ways and Means be added.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 3135 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that a referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be added. Any discussion on the motion? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny Guyer.
Aye.
Representative Buehler.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenner.
Aye.
Representative Maelstrom.
Aye.
Representative Pack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Chair Greenlee.
Aye. The motion carries. House Bill 3135 is on its way to Ways and Means. Close the work session. House Bill 3135. Open a work session on House Bill 3261.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this bill comes to you at the request of Representative Nathanson. We had a public hearing on the bill on March 27th. It requires the Oregon Health Authority to collaborate with the Office of Rural Health to develop a uniform application form for all health care providers' financial incentive program and to maintain a corresponding website. It requires OHA to collect the demographic information to evaluate the effectiveness of financial incentive programs and modifies eligibility requirements for rural medical care tax credits and the health care provider incentive program for rural or medically underserved areas. It also repeals the tax credit for medical staff at rural hospitals with 50 or more beds. And it has an effective date, 91st day following signee died. Dash 2 amendment replaces all references to the Oregon Health Authority with the Oregon Health Policy Board. It redefines the qualified metropolitan statistical area, and it specifies requirements that the providers must do to obtain the tax credit, Mr. Chair. We have, with the Dash 2, we have a fiscal impact and a revenue impact, and the bill needs to go to Ways and Means, Mr. Chair. So a referral to Ways and Means needs to be added.
Representative Nose, you're getting good at this.
Finally. Chair Greenick, I would like to have House Bill 3261 amended with the Dash 2 amendments dated April 7, 2017.
Representative Nose moves the Dash 2 amendments dated 4-7-17 be added to House Bill 3261. Is there any discussion on that motion? Any objection to the motion? So moved.
Chair Greenlink, I would like to move House Bill 3261 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that a referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be added.
President Nose moves House Bill 3261 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that a referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be added. Is there any discussion on the motion? Would you call the roll, please?
Aye.
Representative Buehler.
Yes.
Representative
Alonzo
Leon.
Aye.
Representative
Beamer. Aye.
Representative
Malstrom.
Aye.
Representative
Pack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Chair Greenlight.
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 3261 to the floor, to the Committee on Ways and Means. Close the work session on House Bill 3261. Open a work session on House Bill 3268. Madam Administrator.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3268 comes to at the request of, I believe it is, Oregon. We had a public hearing on the bill March 29th. You'll recall this was the bill that was repealing provisions directing the Public Utility Commission to administer the Residential Telecommunication Services Program, or otherwise known as the Lifeline Project. Mr. Chair, you have a Dash 2 amendment which creates a nine-member advisory committee called the Oregon Telephone Assistance Program Advisory Committee. It specifies the membership composition, of which is to be appointed by the governor, issues directives to the committee on what they will consider, and to develop recommendations. Mr. Chair, on the Dash 2 amendment, there is a minimal fiscal impact and a no revenue impact, Mr. Chair.
I just want to point out for the record that this bill does nothing to affect any of the programs for the deaf that are part of the PUC. We've been very careful in this to make sure that that doesn't happen. Madam Administrator, this has a referral to Ways and Means.
It did, Mr. Chair, and with the minimal impact that that referral to Ways and Means can be rescinded.
We can remove it. Okay. We can form a task force and not have Ways and Means?
Apparently, the PUC specified that it would be of no additional cost to their department.
Okay. Representative Nose?
Mr. Chair, I would like to move that we amend House Bill 3268 with a Dash 2 amendment dated April 14, 2017.
Representative Nose moves the Dash 2 amendments dated 4-14-17 to be added to House Bill 3268. Any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Just a quick point. I'm really glad that all the stakeholders got together and came up with this solution, and I'm eager to see the utilization rates of the Lifeline program go up, but I think there was a good coming together and goodwill going forward, and I'll be eager to track it.
OK.
Okay. Was that on the dash two amendment?
That was on the dash two.
Is there any other discussion on the dash two amendment? Any objection? So moved. Representative Nose?
Chair Greenlink, I would like to move House Bill 3268 to the floor with a due pass recommendation that the prior reference to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 3268 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the prior referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded. Is there any discussion on the motion? Could you call the roll, please?
Representative
Aye.
Representative
Hayden. Yes.
Representative Alonzo
Leon. Aye.
Representative
Kenema. Aye.
Representative
Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative
Pack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Aye. The motion carries. Somebody like to carry this?
Can
I will. Man, she's got busy.
You getting all your work here.
That's all came in the end. That's
Cairo.
All.
Okay. If you do three of them, you have to be brief in each of them, though.
I know you'll be counting the minutes.
Representative Kay Geyer will carry the bill on the floor. Close the work session on House Bill 3268. All right, let's. Is that where we're going now?
That is, Mr. Chair.
Open work session on House Bill 3415. Madam Administrator?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3415 comes to the committee at the request of Representative Noble. We had a public hearing on the 12th of April. This established the mental health for the deaf and hard of hearing individuals Bill of Rights. It defines terms, requires the Oregon Health Authority to develop and train a mental health workforce to ensure appropriate culturally and linguistically mental health services are available to the deaf and hard of hearing individuals in their preferred communication style. Mr. Chair, you have a dash one amendment that expands the requirement to include the deaf and blind in all references made in the bill, changes the definition of deaf individual and hard of hearing individual, adds the licensed professional counselors, licensed marriage and family therapists, licensed psychologists, psychiatrists, and registered nurses to the mental health workforce culturally appropriate training requirement. Mr. Chair, on the dash one amendment, it does have a fiscal impact, which will require a referral to Ways and Means be added, and there is a no revenue impact, Mr. Chair.
Representative Nose.
Ready?
Yep.
Chair Greenlink, I would like to move that we amend House Bill 3415 with the dash one amendment dated April 5th, 2017.
Representative Nose moves that the dash one amendment dated 4/5/17 be added to House Bill 3415. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? So moved. Representative Nose?
Chair Greenlink, I would like to move House Bill 3415 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that a referral to the Committee in Ways and Means be made.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 3415 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be added. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any? No discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Kenny Geyer.
Aye.
Representative Buehler.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenema.
Aye.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Pack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Aye.
Chair Greenlight.
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 3415 is on its way to the Committee on Ways and Means. Good luck in your journey. Close the work session on House Bill 3415. Open the work session on House Bill 2310. Administrator?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you know this bill well. This is your bill. It modifies provisions regarding the schedule by which local public health authorities must submit their local plans for applying the next phase of the foundational public health capabilities and implementation to the public health programs. We had a public hearing on this bill on April 7th. It also directs Oregon Public Health Advisory Board to establish accountability metrics for the purpose of evaluating progress in achieving the statewide public health goals. Mr. Chair, you have a dash one amendment, which is the implementation for phasing in the foundational capabilities and programs clarification. You also have a dash 3 amendment, which outlines the method OHA will use, will incorporate for the funding distribution, will use it for the funding distribution to the local public health authorities. It specifies that funding will be incremental, specifies that if funding is not provided by the Legislative Assembly, that the Oregon Health Authority or the local public health authority are not expected to provide those funds, clarifies that OHA will develop rules to ensure that if a local public health authority relinquishes back to the state, that the process will be minimally disruptive to the clients. Mr. Chair?
This bill has a de minimis $50 million cost.
I know.
Why does it have to go to Ways and Means?
It's hard to believe that that has to be added.
No, I think it's all right. We can move it. It can rest there as well as here.
And yes, both the dash 1 and the dash 3s have a fiscal impact.
So we have to do both?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Do you want to do the dash 1 first?
We'll do it in numerical order.
All right. I've got to pull up the date.
4-6 and
4-12. Mr. Chair Greenlee, I would like to move that the committee amend House Bill 2310 with the dash 1 amendment dated 4-6-2017.
Representative Nose moves the dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2310 dated 4-6-17. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so moved.
Chair Greenlee, I would like to move that the committee adopt the dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2310, dated 4-12-2017.
Representative Nose moves the dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2310, dated 4-12-17. Any objection? Any discussion on the motion? Any objection? So moved.
Chair Greenlee, I would like to move that the committee send House Bill 2310 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a subsequent referral to Ways and Means be added.
Nose moves House Bill 2310 to the floor with a due pass as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that a subsequent referral to the committee on Ways and Means be added. Is there any discussion? I'd just like to thank all the folks that worked on this bill so hard over the last couple of years. And hope we can magically find some money to take care of the problem that we have, that our citizens in Oregon are not uniformly covered by a modern public health system. Any other discussion? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Kenny Geyer.
Aye.
Representative Buehler.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenneman.
Aye.
Representative Maelstrom.
Aye.
Representative Hack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Chair Greenlee.
Aye. The motion carries. House Bill 2310 is on its way to the Committee on Ways and Means. When? I'm sorry. We got to move it to what?
To the last of the agenda.
You're waiting on the
president. No, I know that.
Okay.
We'll open a work session on House Bill 2839. Madam Administrator.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2839 comes to you at the request of Paul Terdahl. We had a public hearing on the bill February 15th. You'll recall that this bill prohibits iBank tissue bank procurement, hospital or physician from considering a disability of a potential recipient of an anatomical gift, prohibits that the requirement that an individual with a disability have to demonstrate their ability to perform major life activities substantially limited by the potential disabled recipient upon receiving the organ donation. This declares an emergency effective on passage. The parties got together, and what we have before us is a dash one amendment, which replaces the original measure. It defines relative terms, prohibits entity to make transplant eligibility determination based on disability, to refer an individual to a transplant hospital, to place the individual on an organ transplant list, or to refuse the individual insurance coverage. Mr. Chair, due to the timing of this, since we got the dash one on the 13th, there was a slight error in the dash one, and the parties are committed to working on tweaking the dash one on the Senate side, so it might come back. It should come back over to us for review with the correct tweakage.
So we're moving the dash one?
Yes.
Dash one.
Okay.
And there's no, just a minimal fiscal, no revenue impact on the bill.
Chair Greenlee, I would like to move that we amend House Bill 2839 with the dash one amendment dated April 13th, 2017.
President Nose moves the dash one amendment dated 4/13/17 to House Bill 2839. Is there any discussion on that?
Rep. Bueller has a question.
Representative Bueller?
Yeah, thank you, Chair Greenlee. No one's talked to me. Is this a consensus amendment at this point?
Is it agreed upon?
Yes. Do you want to call Paul? Paul's here.
You mean, does Mr. Tardala agree to it? It's his motion. It's his amendment.
But do the transplant centers also agree?
Yeah. They were concerned that it not be that it not apply to the procurement of organs, but only to the use of them. And basically, the only effect of the amendment, it says a disabled person can't be denied an organ simply because they're disabled. That can be taken into consideration, but it can't be an automatic rejection.
Okay.
Mr. Dell, you wanna comment?
He's right there in front. Mm-hmm. He's right there in front.
Chair Greenlee, my name is Paul Turdall. I'm a resident of Northwest Portland. To your question, the Dash 1 amendment was essentially written by Providence at OHSU in consultation with the transplant centers. And I have to tell you, I really appreciate the work that they did. You know, they came back with a revised draft. We worked on it together. We got consensus. So I believe we're all clear. I don't know exactly who Providence and OHSU talked to. My understanding is they talked to the other transplant centers. I think if there are any other issues, and we'll certainly resolve them on the Senate side. But we're really happy the way they came together, and we're really happy with the work that they did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Where are we?
I think we were adopting the dash one.
Dash one.
Yeah, we did adopt
the 2839. We did adopt the dash one.
So. We're looking at a motion on the bill.
Okay, so now, does it go to Ways and Means?
No.
Nope, just so far.
We
okay.
Didn't adopt the dash one.
Chair Green, we did or we didn't?
We did.
I don't think we did.
Okay.
Adopt
we're not.
The
let's
all
do
right,
again.
Well, we can adopt
all right, I'll
twice.
Make another, just for good measure, I'll make
he
the
moved,
motion again.
But we didn't, adopt them.
Chair Greenlee, I would like to move that we adopt the dash one amendments, 2839, dated April
13, 2017. Representative Nose moves that we adopt the dash one amendments, dated 4/13/17, to House Bill 2839. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so moved.
Chair Greenlee, I would move House Bill 2839 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 2839 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on that motion? Could you please call the roll?
Representative Kenny
Geyer.
Aye. Representative Bueller.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo
Leon. Aye.
Representative Hennemer.
Aye.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Pack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Chair Greenlee.
Aye. The motion carries. Is there a volunteer to carry it on the floor?
I can carry it.
Representative Alonzo Leon will carry House Bill 2839 on the floor. Closing work session on House Bill 2839. And open a work session. Are we down here?
Yeah.
In 20,
what's it? 29?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's
2979. Open a work session on House Bill 2979. Madam Administrator?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2979 eliminates certain categories of medical assistant recipients from the exemption from enrollment into a CCO, coordinated care organization. Requires the Oregon Health Authority to enroll individuals into a CCO no later than 15 days after eligibility has been determined or disenrollment has occurred from another CCO. Mr. Chair, what you have before you is the Dash 1 Amendment, which requires OHA to enroll a new eligible OHP client into a CCO within 30 days, requires OHA to re-enroll eligible OHP clients into their original CCO or to a new CCO if the OHP client requests the change. The Dash 5 amendment is a technical fix that restores the original language, exempted the exemption of Medicaid long-term care services language, and we need that to continue on. So the Dash 5s are needed, and the Dash 1s, Mr. Chair. And we have a fiscal on both the Dash 1s and the Dash 5s, so we need to add a referral to Ways and Means on the bill.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Ready.
Chair Greenler, I would like to move that we amend House Bill 2979 with the Dash 1 amendment dated March 28, 2017.
President Noss moves Dash 1 amendment be added to House Bill 2979 dated 3-28-17. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so moved. President Noss.
Chair Greenleaf, I would like to move that House Bill...
The Dash 5.
I'm going to add the Dash 5. I was getting ready to do that.
No, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I've messed this up a few times.
No, you're doing good.
House Bill, can we amend House Bill 2979 with the Dash 5 amendment dated April 7, 2017?
Representative Noss moves that the Dash 5 amendment stated 4-7-17 be added to House Bill 2979. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so moved.
Chair Greenlight, I would like to move House Bill 2979 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that a referral to Ways and Means be added.
Representative Noss moves House Bill 2979 be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended and that a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be added. Is there any discussion on the motion? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny Dyer.
Aye.
Representative Fuhler.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kenemer.
Aye.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Hack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Noss.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Chair Greenlee.
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 2979 is on its way to the Committee on Ways and Means. Close the work session on House Bill 2979. Open a work session on House Bill 3014. Madam Administrator.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3014 had a public hearing on March 24th. This bill is at the request of Representative Kenemer. It requires individuals seeking initial license to practice respiratory therapy and for a license by reciprocity to practice respiratory therapy to hold a credential as a registered respiratory therapist. Applies to applications received by the Health Licensing Office on or after the operative date of the Act, declares an emergency effective on passage. The Dash 1 amendment that's before you, Mr. Chair, clarifies the respiratory therapy licensing process and codify some of the correct language and makes it clear. Mr. Chair, there's a minimal fiscal impact on the Dash 1 and no revenue impact, Mr. Chair.
Representative Noss.
Chair Greenlech, I would like to move the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 3014, dated April 12, 2017.
Representative Noss moves the Dash 1 amendment, dated 4-12-17, to House Bill 3014. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? So moved. President Noss?
Do we have to send this to Ways and Means, too?
No.
Okay. Gosh, I'm getting confused all the time here. Okay. Chair Greenlech, I would like to move House Bill 3014 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Noss moves House Bill 3014 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Kenny Dyer.
Aye.
Representative Bueller.
Yes.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Yes.
Representative Kenemer.
Aye.
Representative Malmstrom.
Aye.
Representative Hack.
Aye.
Vice Chair Noss.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Yes.
Chair Greenlee.
Aye. The motion carries. President Kenemer, will you carry it on the floor?
Yes, thank you.
President Kenemer will carry it. Close the work session at House Bill 3014.
We need to stand at ease.
We're going to stand at ease for a bit. We need to try and get the documentation on one more bill.
He's going away.
Thank you.
I love that evil.
Call the committee back to order.
open a work session on... What's the number?
2387.
Open a work session on House Bill 2387. Representative Nose?
Chair Greenlink, I would like to move that the committee adopt House Bill 2387 with the dash 3 amended dated...
No.
You don't want to put the dash 3 in there first?
I want you to put the dash 3 in there first. Which you didn't do.
Well, you gave me a chance.
Yeah, I did.
You want me to start over?
Please.
Chair Greenlink, I would like to amend House Bill 2387 with the dash 3 amendment dated April 12, 2017.
Thank you, Representative. Notice moves that the dash 3 amendment dated 4-12-17 be added to House Bill 2387. Ms. Representative, notice you have a comment?
I do, Mr. Chair. I've been trying to make medications more affordable in this state now, I feel like, for almost 2 years. I have tried to have a solution that asks all the parties in some form to contribute. And colleagues, I believe that with the Dash 3 Amendment, House Bill 2387 helps make prescription drugs more affordable, pricing more transparent, and drug companies more accountable to doing something to help lower the cost of their products. It will still cap the amount consumers pay out of their pocket for a prescription at $100 for a silver plan or better. It creates some transparency around drug company research and development, advertising, operating costs, and profits, so we as consumers can get some better understanding of why drugs cost what they do. And it creates a new premium protection program, a fund that's going to be administered by DCBS that ensures that the rebates serve the purpose to benefit consumers and not insurance companies. If a drug manufacturer charges more than the foreign price cap, they'll have to pay a rebate to that premium protection fund. I personally hope that those rebates will be rare, but in those instances where Oregonians are charged more than what is charged in other developed countries for brand name drugs, or when generics go up beyond that medical trend number that we use, the 3.4%, the manufacturer is going to have to pay a rebate. The rebate goes to the premium protection fund. The consumer's health plan must then apply to DCBS to be reimbursed from that fund for what they paid for the drug above excess levels. And then the bill also requires that the rebate amounts be taken into account in the DCBS annual premium rate review, even though I think that that is pretty part of the process already. We make that more explicit. And these prescription drug price protections apply to small group, individual, PEB, and OEB covered Oregonians. So I hope you'll support the Dash 3 and send the bill on the Ways and Means.
Any other discussion on the Dash 3 amendment?
Hayden.
Representative Hayden.
Chair Greenlink, thank you. I do appreciate all the work, particularly that Vice Chair Nose has put into this bill. There were other ideas presented that were considered palatable that didn't get included in the Dash 3. So, and we just heard that it would be a whopping fiscal. I'm not sure what the term whopping means, but we don't actually have a number. So I'm still opposed to the Dash 3, but I appreciate the effort that has been put into this.
Thank you, Representative Hayden.
I'd also like to thank Representative Kenemer, who worked along with this. He doesn't have to take blame or anything for the bill, but he worked damn hard across the last year to help.
We tried. Thank you. And Representative Lively, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Representative Hack.
Thank you, Chair. I was going to reiterate that as well. I had missed thanking Representative Kenemer earlier when we had this bill for his hard work and Representative Lively, but... Representative Nose, Kenemer, and Lively did put a lot of time and effort into this, and I know it's such an important issue and one that none of us can say that we don't, you know, hold near and dear to all of us. So I just wanted to say thank you for all the efforts that industry and everyone put into this. I'm still concerned and still haven't been given the assurances that I need to know for sure that it's not going to increase rates for my constituents and decrease access. So, again, while I just so appreciate the work that's been done, I just can't get there yet. But I won't say that this isn't, you know, a huge issue and one that I appreciate all the work and everything that's been done, and just wanted to reiterate that and say thank you.
Yeah, the Dash is pretty complex, and Yeah. It'll go to Ways and Means, and if it comes out of Ways and Means, we'll have a chance to study it. Pretty terrible. Okay. Oh, nestle there close to my public health bill. Representative Mueller.
Yeah, thanks, Chair Greenlee. Representative Nelson, great job in trying to work on this and solve a problem that really needs to be solved. Even though I don't agree with the solution set you came up, I do think you you plowed some good ground and will provide the basis for further efforts, and I'd love to help you with that if this we'll doesn't see. Get through with its fiscal problems.
You may get the chance.
Yeah, I too. I mean, well, we're not sending it to Ways and Means for policy, but we could use that as an opportunity to improve it if somebody has some ideas that can make some sense. Is there any objection? Well, let's take a roll call on the dash threes. That's the main roll call.
Representative Geyer.
Aye.
Representative Fuhler.
No.
Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kettimer.
No.
Representative Maelstrom.
Aye.
Representative Hack.
No.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
No.
Chair Greenlee.
Aye. The motion carries. The dash threes are part of 2387. Can I have a motion on the bill, please?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that we send House Bill 2387 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and a subsequent referral to Ways and Means be made.
President Nose moves that we send House Bill 2387 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be added. Is there any discussion on the motion? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative
Kennedy.
Aye. Representative Fuhler. No. Representative Alonzo Leon.
Aye.
Representative Kennedy.
No.
Representative Maelstrom.
Aye.
Representative Hack.
No.
Vice Chair Nose.
Yes.
Vice Chair Hayden.
No.
Chair Greenlee.
Yes. Motion carries. House Bill 2387 moves to the Committee on Ways and Means. Close the work session on House Bill 2387. Committee, you've done a fabulous job working on our house bills. How many house bills did we?
7,000.
No. Way less than 7,000. Seemed like that.
138 or 42 house bills, Mr. Chair.
And we'll begin working on a much lighter agenda with the Senate bills. The reward for all the hard work will not meet on Friday.
Oh, you're here. Are we
here.
Doing Friday?
Friday wow. off. We'll have a relatively light schedule on Wednesday, so we'll be out early, I think, on Wednesday.
Friday, Memorial Day weekend.
She asked about Friday, Memorial Day. I think that's an in-district
we won't
day.
Even be, we won't be meeting at that point.
I think Monday.
We don't have a lot. I don't think we have
we
a lot
won't be
of
meeting
bills.
By then. We are going to meet when we finish the Senate bills, which is required. I think that date's early in May, and we need to finish the Senate bill. We'll just meet with interim work like this thing we talked about in House Bill 2778 today. So we'll be doing some meetings, but I don't see us doing meetings on Friday after we're done with the Senate bill. When do we have to finish the Senate bill? Yeah.
Mr. Chair, for the Senate bills, we have to post all of our work sessions by Friday the 19th of May, and we have to be done with those Senate bills by Friday, June 2nd. And in there, we have Memorial Day, which is an in-district day.
Hmm.
But I will have...
And we won't be... We will not be meeting the Friday of the Memorial Day weekend.
That's what
there
she
you go.
We may be... Well, we may be on the floor at that point because things get tough, but we won't meet. So you won't have to be here at 8 in the morning on that day. Okay. Any other business to be brought before the committee? We are adjourned with thanks. We are adjourned with thanks.